Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Amen. Read this section of Luke, as usual, about 3 weeks ago. And as I did, I couldn't help but think of all the upcoming movies. This time of year, we have all these new movies being released, right? And to be honest with you, a lot of them don't really get me all that excited. I'm thinking especially of the ones who show us some kind of a doomsday scenario. The world is falling apart, and there's all kinds of gore, and just not my cup of tea, let's put it that way. Give me a good Hallmark movie any day. I just don't like the whole notion of it, the fear of it. I don't like it. I don't really want to go and watch it in Technicolor and Dolby surround sound. It's not anything that I really like to do. And then comes our lectionary. And I talked about the same sort of thing just a few weeks ago in another sermon. Sometimes the lectionary does have a tendency to repeat itself, but now in Advent, what we actually have, the first two Sundays in Advent, are designed to point toward the second coming, and the last two point toward the birth renewal remembrance that we have. So you're going to get this sort of thing through half of Advent. But now we're looking at Luke's perspective. First of all, let me wish you all a Happy New Year. As many of you know, this is the start of the new year. Advent is the start of the new calendar year. So, Happy New Year. The past year, we worked through the Gospel of Mark, really, and some others. But this year, now, we're going to really work through the Gospel of Luke. Our Tuesday afternoon Bible study is going to study Luke at a little more in-depth level. You're invited to come along, 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoons. Believe it or not, I do find a message of peace and hope and a call to preparedness as well in this text. In the first reading of this text, I was drawn by what our Lord says about his second coming. Recalling what was said about his first coming, we have to go backwards in Luke. In reflection, far too often Advent seems to me a lot like that text we just read in 21 of Luke. Chaotic. Things wave, and the waves are crashing in, and everything's going. It's just so hurried and chaotic, it can almost lead a person to faint. I feel like perhaps one of my favorite movies, especially in this season, where Charlie Brown yells out, "Doesn't anybody know what Christmas is all about?" And who responds? Linus, right? And says, "Sure, Charlie Brown. I know what Christmas is all about." And he proceeds to center stage and he begins to tell the story. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And that's where I want us to focus. Now I'm going to do a little bit more of Luke 2, but not the whole thing. We've got to save something for Christmas Eve. But I'm sure that these simple persons of faith were terrified as they stood and watched their sheep like any other night. The truth of the matter was, they felt probably that their world was coming to an end. Now, if we really think about it, the world as we knew it on that night did come to an end. The long-awaited one had come. They were most terrified, that text says, no doubt stricken to the ground, perhaps huddled up in positions of fear and trembling. But the angel says to them what? You got to remember the Luke gospel, or if nothing else, Linus's repudiation of that. What's he say? Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all the people. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, is Christ the Lord. He grabs his blanket, stands up, and walks off the stage. The pronouncement of the Lord's coming is heralded by an angel. Now, back to this text we have this day. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. The powers of heavens will be shaken. They'll see the Son of Man standing in glory and power and great glory. Now, when you see these things begin to take place, what do we find? Don't stay huddled, scared, but stand up. Stand up because your redemption is drawing near. The pronouncement of our Lord's second coming is heralded for us to take action. Stand up and face it. Our redemption is drawing near. So now I turn back into that Luke 2, backwards a little bit. What did the shepherds who were once terrified do upon hearing of the coming of the Lord? Did they stay huddled, stay on the hillside? No. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they raised their heads, they stood up, and went without fear to see the coming of the Lord. And our text tells us, stand up, raise your heads, your redemption is drawing near. So here we all are, people of God, followers of the one who was, who is, and who is to come, waiting for his return. We wait as did the shepherds many thousands of years ago now. We wait as people that seem far removed from the quiet, peaceful, tranquility scene of the shepherds, watching, keeping watch, on a hillside outside of Bethlehem, in the quiet stillness of the night. And as I mentioned, now it seems that our world is far more hectic than the night of the Lord's birth. And still we are called to wait and seek that stillness, that quietness that only comes through faith. So as we begin anew with a brand new church year, let us find a way to wait in faith and quietness for the one who has come and promises to come again. Now I want you to take out that blue insert you found in your service folder, because I have a little homework assignment for you all. Now don't quinge like my confirmation students. Each Sunday in Advent, I'd invite us to gather either as individual families. Maybe you can even form a small group. Maybe in your neighborhood there's two or three other people who might want to join you in the lighting of an Advent candle each week. Take the time to sit and be still. There's a prayer there on one side of the blue sheet to be said each week. Perhaps you have some other prayers you'd want to offer. But more than anything, I bid us to be still, to light that candle, and if nothing else, to have some silence. Listen, wait, patiently. If for no other reason than to slow this hectic season down just a bit, to find peace, it only comes when we're still enough to accept it. On the other side of that are readings for each day. It's basically the daily lectionary. It's always there. And there's a reading for us to use every day as we journey through Advent until that candle gets full. Our Advent wreath is full of light. So take the time each day to read what is assigned there and to be still as well. My hope, my sincere hope, is that we enjoy the Advent season. I know we all need such a time for silence and stillness. You might find a special peace that comes in being still enough to find it. Advent is a short season, 4 quick weeks. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Be in Advent. Wait. Be patient. Don't let the chaotic roaring of the world that's crashing in upon us cause us to miss a very special season of the year. Christmas will come. Of that we are certain. Because he is the one who came, who is with us now, and will come again. Don't miss Advent, one and all. Don't miss it. Amen.